Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. From the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, in New South Wales, here in Australia, advises that the level of solar activity has improved quite substantially since our last report. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has increased to 74, that's 7.4, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot count has risen to 11, that's 1.1. And those figures are the highest recorded for several weeks, and it may be the forerunner of new sunspot cycle 25. But we're not quite sure when sunspot cycle 25 will actually start. It's now believed that it will not commence until about 12 months from now. In the meantime, propagation continues to be rather unreliable on high-frequency paths, crossing darkness or semi-darkness routes on frequencies above about 10 MHz. In the meantime, we have some monitoring notes. First of all, beginning with Melbourne. We'll now move to Europe, and monitoring reports from the Bulgarian DX group in Sofia, mainly referring to daytime reception on the higher frequency bands. These are as follows. China National Radio Network 1, noted on a frequency which is reserved for the international radio data frequency, that's 11840, between 0800 and 1100, the two transmitters to Eastern Asia in Chinese. And 11840 is reserved, theoretically, officially, for Santa Maria di Galleria for the international disaster relief broadcasts of 100 kilowatts through from 0500 to 0100. Non-directional broadcasting worldwide. Reception of Radio Marabou and shortwave radio in the 49 metre band noted in Eastern Europe. 0700 to 1900 on 6150 in German daily to Central Europe, and 0900 to 1500 on 6160 in English to Northwestern Europe in daily transmissions. Non-directional with very low power. And the station known as Texas Radio Shortwave and Radio City broadcasting on a broken basis for the next few months. 6070 between 0900 and 1000. Non-directional to Central Europe in English. And 1100 to 1200 on 6070. Non-directional to Central Europe in German. Greece, the voice of Greece, good signals in Bulgaria, in the 31 metre band. 9420, the frequency, 0752 to 0800, to Western Europe in Greek. That's from the Avalos transmitter with 150 kilowatts, antenna 323 degrees. Actually, there is Arabic and Serbian news between 0800 and 0805 when the transmitter signs off on that frequency. Guam, good reception of Adventist World Radio, KSDA, the voice of hope in the 31 metre band. 1100 to 1130 on 9460 to Far East and Russia in Russian, 100 kilowatts and the antenna 345 degrees. Reception of Saudi Arabia broadcasting station, 1200 onwards on 11745 in Arabic to near the Middle East, and 1300 to 1300 onwards, and 11860 in Arabic to the near and Middle East. Now those two frequencies are used for relays of the local broadcast from Yemen. Changes of digital media services broadcasts beginning 2020. Transworld Radio Africa, new frequency 7245 between 0330 and 0345 from the Dubai relay station in the UAE in Amharic on Saturdays and Sundays to East Africa, 250 kilowatts and 225 degrees. And Oromo on Tuesdays, and a local language known as Sidamo on Thursdays. Far East Broadcasting Association, new frequencies for 2020, 1615 to 1630 on 9540 from Yerevan in Armenia to East Africa, 1615 to 1630 on the same frequency, 9540 in Amharic, and 1800 to 1830 on 6035 from the Dubaya relay station in UAE in Tigrinya, Saturdays and Sundays to East Africa, 250 kilowatts and the antenna 225 degrees. And 6150, a new frequency for the BBC, 1900 to 2000 from Dubaya in the UAE, Arabic to Central and East Africa, 250 kilowatts and 255 degrees, and 2000 to 2100 in Arabic, same transmitter power, 250 kilowatts, but the antenna is slightly different on 260. Far East Broadcasting Association, Radio Sama, broadcasting from the Wolverton relay station in the United Kingdom, 15260, 0800 to 0830, Arabic to near the Middle East, 250 kilowatts, and the antenna 107 degrees. The Voice of Wilderness and the Voice of the Martyrs via Tashkent in Uzbekistan, broadcasting on brokered transmitters, 7615, the Voice of the Wilderness, 1400 to 1500, to Northeast Asia in Korean, 100 kilowatts, and the antenna 070, and the Voice of the Martyrs, 1530 to 1600 on 7530, Korean to Northeast Asia, 100 kilowatts, and that other one is 076 degrees. Vatican Radio, the Ukrainian liturgy program, the special religious program broadcast each week, 9645, 0730 to 1030, from Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station to Eastern Europe in Ukrainian, the power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 050 degrees. A note in the Facebook service of the World Radio Television Handbook advises that listener in India has been hearing Voice of Korea, the Korean Central Broadcasting Station at Pyongyang, with a Korean program on 7570. Time 1700 to 1757. Just audible, poor signals, and the location was Agartala in India. That was from the World Radio TV Handbook Facebook group. And just a note to advise that the new edition of the World Radio Television Handbook for 2020 has now been released worldwide, and it's available from regular booksellers holding supplies of telecommunications publications. It's the World Radio TV Handbook, and has interesting articles as well as the general directory of all the broadcasting stations throughout the world. And just a final note, some interesting reception noted recently here in Melbourne in our pre-sunrise period. 31 metre band between 1740 and 1800, including 9435, The Voice of Korea with its programs in Korean, 9500, China National Radio Network 1, 9660, The Voice of Turkey with English, 9705, The Vatican Radio with programs in Tigrinya. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. We'll be right back.